From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says President Obama is deeply saddened and outraged by the killings of three people associated with the U.S. consulate in the border city of Juarez, Mexico, across from El Paso, Texas. NPR's Allison Keyes reports all three were shot in broad daylight in the drug-plagued city.
Two of the victims were U.S. citizens and the other was a Mexican citizen. A State Department spokesman says the victims were attacked in separate cars as they were traveling after attending the same social event. In one vehicle, a U.S. woman who worked in the consulate's American Citizen Services section and her husband were riding with their baby daughter in the back seat. They were both killed, but the baby wasn't injured. In a separate attack, the husband of a Mexican citizen who worked for the consulate was killed, and two children riding with him were hurt. The State Department has issued a travel alert and has also authorized government personnel at consulates in six northern Mexican border cities to get their families out of the area because of violence related to drug trafficking. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is taking an optimistic stance with a House vote on health care overhaul legislation approaching. Senior advisor David Axelrod says he's confident the measure will pass despite stiff opposition.
The lobbyists for the insurance industry have landed on Capitol Hill like locusts, and they're going to be doing everything they can in the next week to try and muscle people into voting. Many on the other side of the aisle have decided that it would be a political victory for them if health insurance reform were defeated.
Axelrod was on CNN's State of the Union. The Democratic whip in the House, James Clyburn of South Carolina, acknowledges Democrats currently lack the votes to enact the health care bill, but he expects to round up the necessary support over the next few days. Utility crews are working to restore power to homes and businesses in the Northeast after a storm system pounded the region with heavy rains and powerful winds this weekend. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports hundreds of passengers were stranded on a New Jersey transit train today because of power problems.
Parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut were hit with gusts of wind up to 70 miles an hour. The high winds toppled trees in the Northeast, knocking out power for hundreds of thousands. Several deaths have been attributed to the weather, including two people killed by a falling tree in New Jersey and another killed by a falling tree in Connecticut. Heavy winds throughout the mid-Atlantic caused flooding, and flood warnings are in effect for northern New Jersey, with a coastal flood advisory in effect for the Jersey Shore. In parts of New England, coastal wind and flood advisories are also in effect. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Residents of North Dakota and Minnesota are keeping a close eye on the Red River, especially in light of last year's flooding. The river is rising. The National Weather Service says it's expected to crest at 8 feet above flood stage next weekend. Last year, it crested about 40 feet above flood stage. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is pledging more help for Haiti as relief groups scramble to set up more emergency shelters for the hundreds of thousands of people left homeless by the earthquake there. It was Ban's second visit to Haiti since the quake hit. Tens of thousands of red-shirted protesters are gathered in Thailand's capital, demanding that the current government resign. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports the protesters are threatening to paralyze the city with strikes if they don't get their way.
Protest organizers say they'll give the government until noon on Monday to resign. If it doesn't, the red shirts say they'll expand their protests all over the city, which is sure to raise tension and the likelihood of a possible clash with Thai security forces. Both sides, however, say they will try to avoid violence. Most of the protesters are backers of the fugitive Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, deposed in a 2006 coup and later convicted on corruption charges. The red-shirted demonstrators, mostly rural and urban poor, say the current government came into office through unconstitutional means and want new elections, elections that the former prime minister's allies would probably win. Demonstrators continue to pour into the capital throughout the day. Despite near-record heat, the atmosphere largely festive, at least for now. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament brackets are set. The number one seeds are Kansas, Kentucky, Syracuse, and Duke, with Kansas the top overall seed for this year's version of March Madness. The Jayhawks are the selection committee's favorite to win the second national title for the team in 3 years. Play starts on Tuesday with a play-in game, then it gets into full swing on Thursday. The Big East Conference led with 8 teams in the tournament. The Big 12 has 7. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.